Blucherville. Upon arriving in Corpus Christi with Maria in 1849, Felix purchased an 8-acre tract of land from H.L. Kinney on the high bluff that stood above Corpus Christi Bay. This property became the Blucher Homestead, what came to be known as Blucherville. According to their son Charles, a small two-room house built by a previous owner already stood there, and the Blucher couple moved into that modest dwelling and made do. In 1852, the settlement of Corpus Christi incorporated as a town, with the Bluchers ranking among its most remarkable citizens for their energy and old-world refinement, even despite the hardships they faced. The original 8-acre homestead that by the early 20th century had come to be known as Blucherville ultimately included 5 major houses for Felix and Maria's children. Most prominent among these structures, and the ones that remain until this writing, are the homes of Charles, Richard, and George, all facing Carrizo Street, near the corner with Blucher Street. These 3 houses retain their impressive elegance. Begun in 1880 as a modest structure, the Charles F.H. von Blucher home was added onto and remodeled, so that by 1909 it ranked among the most magnificent examples of Victorian-type architecture in the city. Richard and George constructed their homes in 1901 and 1904, respectively. In 1942, the Blucher descendants donated to the city all the land of the original homestead across Carrizo Street toward the bay, around 3.65 acres, to create Blucher Park. The Blucher family gave the property in memory of Charles. They intended it to be a sanctuary for native plants and flowers existing nowhere else in Corpus Christi. The newspaper reported that the donors want Blucher Park to stay a place of quiet and meditation, a bird sanctuary, and a spot where residents may go for a quiet tour. It was to be a natural setting in perpetuity, very much in keeping with progressive public discourse on urban living. Blucher Park was also reminiscent of Maria von Blucher's earliest observations of the natural beauty of the region's flora and fauna. The park emerged among the well-known destinations for bird watchers on what is called the Great Texas Coastal Birding Trail.